I'm Christopher Pay, I'm the general manager of Job Study.
Christopher, we'll get it out the way straight away. Christopher Pay.
Yeah.
Your name. Did you always want to go into recruitment?
Well, no, not quite. And I think every business teacher I ever had over the years enjoyed the PAYE part of it. But yeah, I've heard all the jokes.
What's your view on this survey? The fact that what workers want, it's actually quite simple. They want to earn about €50,000 a year or £44,000. They want 26-hour week. They want 29 days of holiday, and they also want decent coffee. I mean, they're not being that demanding, are they?
Well, some of it sounds simple. The decent coffee, I think we can sort out for people pretty quickly. I think the other stuff is definitely more demanding. The 29 days holidays, I think that's probably coming within industry standards now. I know obviously in Ireland 20 days is what we legally require, but I think a lot of businesses are above that. I think in general, people now want more flexibility. You know, we see that with hybrid working. So I think people are becoming more simple in actually what they want. The reduced working week and things like that is probably, you know, there's lots of studies on it. I think in Iceland and other places they've tried it. So I think there's definitely scope for us to do more for employees.
What extras would make your job a dream job? We're here outside Nutgrove Shopping Centre in Dublin. For you, what would your dream job be?
For me, at the moment, I work for Primark, and I'm working 5 mornings a week, 10 to 2, and that is my dream job.
That's your dream job, 10 to 2, so you don't have to get up too early, and you get to go home after lunch.
And I have plenty of time to do anything I need to do after work, yeah. Bit of fast fashion, bit of banter with the customers, it's a lovely place to work, they look after the staff really well. Good holidays, good pay, good working conditions.
Well, we are student midwives. So, midwifery.
So that's what you wanted to do. You wanted to be a midwife and you're becoming one. 1 year to go.
Yeah.
And I mean, that has serious job satisfaction, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's very crazy at the minute, but no, it has a nice...
It's very rewarding.
What about coffee machines? Having good tea, having good perks like that, pensions, does that all help?
A coffee machine?
We don't really get coffee machines in the job.
Although they would definitely help with the long shifts. Definitely have to have a few cups of coffee a day.
David Collings, Professor of Human Resource Management at Dublin City University. Absolutely, I think you're right, Henry. A lot of the things that people mention in this piece of research as the kind of things they're looking for in a job, they're not very demanding. And actually, when you look at the academic research would call a lot of these things hygiene factors. So rather than things that truly motivate me in work, they're the kind of building blocks of a decent job. So if they're not there, it's a big problem. So yes, I want to be paid. Yes, I want a decent relationship with my boss and my colleagues. Yes, I want an office space that's safe and comfortable. But ultimately, these aren't the things that make me want to get out of bed on a cold December morning to go to work. And the latter, that those things that will make me want to get out of bed in a cold December morning, the academic research refers to as motivators. And by motivators, we mean things like the sense of achievement I get from work, the recognition I get from my boss and my peers for a job well done, the potential for me to grow and develop in my job. For a lot of us, those are the things that are really, really meaningful when we go to work on a daily basis. And they're the things that really make us want to get out of bed week in, week out and go and do the job that we do. One of the big takeaways from COVID was those of us that worked at home, how much we missed our co-workers and the importance of those social relationships in the workplace. And I think we shouldn't underestimate them. But actually, in terms of that longer term engagement and motivation, those motivators, that sense of achievement, recognition, potential for growth are things that really, really matter to us.
The dream job is 26 hours a week, paying about €50,000.
I am in my dream job, but I'd like to be well paid. I'm a childcare professional.
And that's very rewarding, isn't it?
It is indeed. I'd just like to be recognised by the government as being professionals and not treated the way we are most of the time.
What about more holidays? What about pensions? What about coffee?
Yeah, pensions and more holidays would be good, but it's a tough sector to work in, but it's what I love to do.
My dream job is to be an astronaut.
You want to be an astronaut?
Yeah.
And you still can?
I suppose so.
The original astronauts were test pilots, they were the best pilots. You could start by getting some flying lessons.
You could do that, yeah.
Well, I worked in Bewley's. I went inside and I worked in there for about 10.
In Nutgrove Shopping Centre.
And then I was down in Mount Carmel Hospital with the babies.
And was that your dream job?
No one there was.
Really?
In Nutgrove.
And what did you do in Nutgrove?
I done the whole cleaning thing, supervising and everything.
And you loved it?
Oh yeah.
So it's not always about wages, it's not always
no,
about
No, it's not
holidays.
Always about,
it's
no.
About
it's
camaraderie,
it's yeah,
and getting
and
on with the boss.
Tough, yeah.
It's about
and
loving the job.
Loving the job.
Yeah, and I did. Yeah. I really did, like.
And according to the survey, 1/3 of workers are happy. Have you ever heard the like?
Well, no. No, I think in general people are more happy now in it, who are working, especially, say, within office environments.
And Chris, I'm actually in your office at the moment. Well, your garden, yeah. Your home garden.
Yeah. So I'm working from home. I'm normally in the attic, but we're sitting in the back garden here, and it's one of those things that's quite nice. Like, you arrived, I was out walking the dog, and you know, that's a big change for me. It's something I really enjoy, spending time at home, family, dog, wife. You know, we've changed everything, haven't we?
And it's a 17-minute commute that people want. I mean, for you, your commute was just getting out of bed, maybe 30 seconds
yeah,
to the desk?
It was in and around 35, 40 seconds. My worst issue is getting up the stair at the moment. So, yeah, I think, to be honest, I can understand that as well. I have been in and out of the office since we were allowed to go back in. And you know, I can see the benefits of both. I quite like seeing some colleagues and being able to talk to someone face-to-face, even if it's a couple of metres apart. But the other side of it is that not having that commute, sitting in traffic from 5:30 to 6:30, people with young families.
What perks do you want? I mean, what extras would you like?
The main one is the hybrid working, and it's something we're going to do in job study. It's already been arranged, and we know exactly how it's going to work. We're going to try and do 60% of our time in the office and 40% at home, and let people work on it that way. I actually do like the increased annual leave, something again that we've given people in job study this year. Pension scheme, I think, is really important to people. I think employers who are looking to hire top talent will really need to start looking at their own perks, especially things like pension scheme and things like that, with flexibility.
Having a pint with the boss, that's also in the survey. Having a decent boss.
Well, I think it's important, and I know I've, you know, had the same management team ahead of me for a long time, and I've always gotten on really well with them. You want to segment it. You don't want to become David Brent from the office thinking you're everyone's best friend. But I think being approachable, being someone who people feel that they can talk to, but doesn't necessarily always have to be over a pint. But I like having that people can have a seat at the top table before they get there by getting to know each other.